Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you know that it's Monday, and here we go again. Todd with you, WTIC. I want to talk with everybody who's running for chair of the Connecticut Republican Party, just so you're fully informed, because I know you want to know everything there is to know about anything that there is to know. So that's what we're going to do this week, starting off right now, today, with Ben Proto, who is running for that austere, ostentatious position of chairman of the state GOP. And the goal of this is to find out if the GOP has a chance to be relevant again, if it has a chance to turn itself around. So let's talk to Ben Proto, our first in this series. Hello there, Ben.
Hi, Todd. How are you today?
Thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
So what can be done about this party of ours?
Well, I think a number
of things. Or of yours, I guess I should say. Yes, a number of things. What's first?
Well, when you start off, you know, can we find relevance again? I think we do have relevance right now. And I look at, you know, our towns and cities. We have well over, I believe right now, over 80 town halls that are controlled by Republican mayors or first selectmen or Republican councils, and whatnot. And so we know that we have a message that resonates at that level. And if you look at towns that are run by Republicans versus towns that are run by Democrats, for the most part, Republican towns are better managed and better run. Our problem seems to be translating a message at the state level, a message that will resonate with folks. And I've been doing this for a while now. And, you know, we always run somewhat on the same platform, if you want, or the same message, which is cutting taxes and cutting spending. And while we don't advocate for raising taxes and raising spending, my thought is that the message that we deliver is not being delivered properly, it is not being delivered well, and therefore is not being received well. And so I think we have to look at how we're communicating with our voters. We know, other than folks like you, the Connecticut media is not necessarily on our side. They tend to, you know, parrot back Democratic talking points. And so we need to find new and better ways to communicate with voters. We need to improve our digital presence and find ways that are outside of the normal mainstream media to communicate with voters.
Let's talk about the message. You know, just when you mentioned, oh, we want lower taxes and lower spending, that's definitely true and definitely needed, but it's not adapted to the moment where it's so outrageous, the amount of spending that's going on, that it bears no resemblance to anything responsible, anything that has efficacy, anything that's needed at this time. What's needed is maybe 40% of current spending. It's totally ridiculous what they're doing right now. And it's all designed, as far as I can tell, to put as much money into the hands of Democrats so they can do everything they can to make sure they never lose another election by transferring that wealth to their blocks of voters.
I agree with you. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We are way overtaxed. I think we now rank, if not the number one tax burden state in the country, we're number two at best, but I think we're moving to number one. And if we're not, the Democrats are trying very hard to make us number one in that category. Our spending is just tremendously out of control. Every little thing they want to spend money on, some of which is far better spent in the private sector, both for the creation of jobs, it's better managed, it's better run, and actually we would provide in lots of cases better services to the folks who need those services. So I agree with you. Their goal is to spend us into oblivion and taking care of themselves. And in so doing, in addition to that, they're also, I think, working very hard to erode the rights that we have as citizens of the state of Connecticut. Although I don't like talking much about national politics, I think it distracts us from what's going on in the state, also in Washington. They are just working so hard to put the government between parents and their children, to put the government between parents and their children, between employees and employers, between individuals and their God. What they were doing this year with the virtual public hearings, which I think actually are a good thing if they're properly run and properly managed. When they decided they didn't want to hear from people anymore, they just literally hit the leave the meeting button on the screen. And so it's more than just, you know, taxes and spending. They're coming after a lot of our rights. They're coming after how we live. They're coming after the basic foundation and the very basic fabric of what our country was built on, and I think trying very hard to turn it into something it was never meant to be.
And well, they've done that
with taxes and spending and
sure.
Other things.
We're talking to Ben Proto. He's running for chair of the Republican Party in the state. What's the date of the election? It's June, right?
June 22nd. Tomorrow night are the 36 conventions around the state to elect the state central members. And there's two members from each district. So there's 72 members that are elected from the 36 state Senate districts. And then we also have a representative from the College Republicans, and we have a representative from the Young Republicans who serve on the state central committee. So the total committee is 74 members.
So there needs to be, I think, an urgency about the way the party communicates. And it seems that there's a lot of status quo going on. And a big part of that status quo is just sleepiness and lack of activism and lack of organization and lack of campaign machinery. And the average person listening to WTIC, what I hear back from listeners is utter frustration with the Republican Party and a feeling that nobody does anything to help Republican candidates. Is that a condition of the, or what even should be expected? Can the state Republican Party help Republicans get elected? Or is everybody going to be on their own until something dramatically changes?
The state party itself has the ability to provide assistance to candidates. And what I think the average voter doesn't understand is the citizens election program that was put in place back, I think it was in 2006, and really limited the ability of the parties to do things. Obviously, if you're a CEP candidate, for instance, as a state candidate, take the federal, that's a different system. The state party can't give you money directly. Your town committee can't give you money directly if you're a CEP candidate. You have to raise the money, you know, in increments of $5 to $250 from a certain number of people who live in the towns you represent, and then you can take the rest of it from outside of your towns, and a small percentage, I think 10%, can come from out of state. So that really, you know, hamstrung the parties, and there's been some changes to that, and there's ways that things can be done to assist candidates, by doing things outside of the norm of the campaign, which are allowed. But direct contributions of money to a candidate, on a state candidate, if they're a CEP candidate, is prohibited by law.
Well, how about organizational support, though?
Organizational support is, I think, where we are lacking the most. Our organization.
So that can be given.
That can be given. Sure, you can provide resources. You can provide, you know, volunteers. You can provide phone banking. There's lots of things that we can do.
Lists of voters.
The list of voters are always available from your registrar of voters, but we also, you know, have our own database.
No, I'm talking about, yeah, I'm talking about, you've got to have a digital machine, right?
Right, exactly. And that's,
so if that's more important than a little money.
It's 1,000 times more important than a little money. And, you know, if you go, Todd, to the CTGOP website, which is ct.gop, the website is, in my opinion, antiquated and dated. It doesn't really provide much information.
I think that's generous.
Okay. But it needs to be completely revamped and reworked and be able to provide content that is useful to people, not only Republicans, someone who may be coming just to look, they want to communicate with their representative and they're not sure how to get there and they end up at the website, the CTGOP website. They should be able to find who their legislator is. They should be able to find who their mayor or first selectman is. They should be able to find who their state central member is or their town committee is, and how to get in touch with them. I mean, basic information like that shouldn't be difficult to find. You know, I think one of the things that we found this year is we found more and more people, because of the virtual nature of the legislature, which we can talk about them not opening the building, which I find to be an abomination. I think we're going to see virtual public hearings continue, which I think is a good thing. It allows more people to participate in that process who might not be able to come up to Hartford and sit in the legislative office building for 3, 4, 8, 10 hours. And so we need to be able to show people how they can do this. How can they participate? How can you submit testimony? How can you, whether it's written or verbal? We need to greatly improve our social media presence. And social media is more than Facebook and Twitter, as you well know, Todd. It is any number of social media platforms. And we live in a content-driven world. And the content has to be regular, and it has to be relevant to the people who are looking at that content. So the way we deliver a message to somebody in our age group is very different than the way we would deliver that same message to a 25-year-old or a 35-year-old. And so it's understanding that you just can't put a message out there in one form and expect a 65-year-old grandmother and a 25-year-old recent college grad to read it the same way. They don't. They look at things differently. So we need better content. We need stronger content. We need more relevant content on substantially more platforms to be able to communicate. Because, again, going back to the mainstream media, they're not our friend. They are not going to help us do this.
Right.
So we.
Okay, hold on, Ben. We're talking to Ben Proto. He's a candidate for chair of the state GOP. 860-522-9842. We'll continue with Ben Proto coming up on WTIC. Ben Proto, P-R-O-T-O. He's been kicking around state politics for a long time. Knows everybody in the game. Tell us, Ben, what is the job for the state GOP right now? Give us a quick a list of quick hits on what needs to happen, your agenda items, your elevator pitch on how to turn the party around.
I think the next chairman, I've referred to the next chairman as being a traffic cop. They got to be someone who knows the players and knows how to move people into the right positions to do the rebuilding that needs to be done, whether it's our workers, our volunteers, our elected officials, and putting people in the right places and really understanding the entire chessboard and being able to understand that this is a multi-move ahead game and being able to do that. And I think that comes back to our ability to communicate, our ability to understand our voters.
I'm looking for a checklist, though. What are we going to do? How do we make this thing happen? How do we make the state competitive, a two-party state?
Improve our communication systems, digital communications, and as best we can with the mainstream media. Learn our voters better. I think one of the issues we have is we don't necessarily know our voters as well as we should. Learn how to better talk with our voters. And again, this is a lot of training. It's going out and making sure that what we're doing in eastern Connecticut, in the central part of the state, and in western Connecticut, Fairfield, Litchfield counties, we're delivering the same message, but we're delivering in a way that's effective in those areas. The way we talk to voters up in the northeastern quiet corner is not the same way we talk to voters in the southwestern Fairfield County.
Saying it isn't presently, or it should be the same, or it should be different. I'm not sure what you mean.
I'm saying it should be different. The way we deliver the message, not the message, the way we deliver the message. Again, talking about the way we deliver the message to the 65-year-old grandmother is different than the way we deliver the message to the 25-year-old recent college grad. And so I think a lot of it is relearning how to do this. We've been doing a lot of things the same way for a long time. And, you know, what I tell people, Todd, is very simple. The Republican Party in Connecticut has a choice. We can choose to embody the definition of insanity, or we can change how we do business. It's a simple choice.
But I think everybody wants the change of how to do business. They're looking for specifics. What do we do now? What happens next? And it seems to me that that's got to do with a whole aura of the party, a decision to become something relevant and not just playing the same tit-for-tat game that the two parties play for each other. I'm not sure what you put your finger on. I mean, what the thing needs to be. But there's a certain sense of reality that seems to be missing from the party. It's just like an old department store that you watch going out of business over time. You know, it's like Sears Roebuck.
But I think you're right. The old department store, and what happens is that old department store, the Sears or the Caldors, the Bradleys, and for those who don't know what that is, go Google it. But those are folks who didn't change with the times, who didn't understand where their market was going. And look, we're like every other business, Todd. At the end of the day, we have a product to sell. And we have to obtain a market share. Now, the difference between your business, you know, in broadcasting or McDonald's or anything else is that if you have a certain percentage of the district of your market, you're doing very well. In our business, if we have 49% of the market share, we lose. So we need to figure out how to get that 50%+ of the market share. And the way we did it before is not the way we should be doing it today. And we've been spending way too much time, in my opinion, doing it the way we've always done it. One, because it's comfortable, and people are somewhat not wanting to.
No, don't give us. We know the reasons why, but we need a vision. Give us the vision. Keep going.
The vision is, quite frankly, better understanding our voters. That means going out and talking to them, surveying them, listening to them, understanding where they're at. And they're going to come back, the taxes are too high and spending is too much and they can't afford to be here. But how do we translate that? And we then have to figure out the message from where our voters are at. All too often, we try to drive our message into other people's issues and beliefs. We need to better understand their issues and beliefs and then develop our responses based on our principles and our values to their issues. When we try to drive our issues into a group of people who don't accept those issues the way we're presenting them, we've lost them. And that's one thing the Democrats do a lot better than we do. They have well understood that voting is an emotional action. It is not an intellectual action. And
all right, we just got a minute left. What do you want people to know?
I want people to know that the Republican Party is alive and well in the state of Connecticut. I know it doesn't always seem that way. We've got some great folks working up at Hartford. We have great leaders in our towns and cities. And I do believe we can develop the message. I do believe we can develop the vision. And it is better than the one the Democrats have. And if you give us the opportunity and you listen to what we have to say, you too will believe it as well.
All right, Ben Proto, I feel like this is a campaign, but it's not in the traditional sense. So I guess you have no action you want to ask of people. So I guess I just wish you luck.
The action has to come from the state central members once we get there. But it's believing in what we're doing, and it's volunteering and working for the candidates. You know, a lot of times people say, you keep losing. And my question is, well, how many doors did you knock on? How many phone calls did you make? How many of your neighbors did you
talk to? Well, I've got to hold you there. Thank you, sir. Ben Proto, nice to get to know you a little bit. We'll do it again. Ben Proto, P-R-O-T-O, running for party chair of the State Republican Party. News time. We'll talk more coming up on WTIC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!